cheerio, pip-pip, all that sort of rot. You could tell I'm not the real thing. We'll talk to the real thing in a second in Spamalot at the CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street, May 19th through the 31st. This is a crazy show. Leo Roberts is in the show. And Leo Roberts, you play Sir Galahad, one of King Arthur's knights of the Round Table, maybe the most well-known knight. How are you?
Oh, I am marvelous, thank you. And thank you for your wonderful English stereotypical words at the top of that sentence.
Pretty awful, huh?
No, it's fantastic. I'm quite callous to it now, living in America for the last 5 years.
Where are you from? I think it's not Alabama.
No, it's not Alabama. I am from Oxford, Mississippi. No, I'm joking. I'm originally from... It always makes me laugh. I've been there twice. My fiancé went to university there. I was born in Oxford and I moved to the Cotswolds in 2000. Beautiful, beautiful part of the West Midlands of the UK.
And before you were in the show we're about to talk about, you've been in Les Mis, Showboat, Shrek the Musical, West Side Story. I can't think of a more diverse background. And now in Monty Python's Spamalot as Sir Galahad. Do you enjoy playing, if it's a role that's different than what you just did, you're all over that idea?
That is the mecca of being an actor, I think. The most boring thing you can do as an actor is get caught up in what people think you should play. I love jobs that come along and surprise people, and you all of a sudden get to just come out of your shell and show them that you're a tool of many things, not just one straight and narrow. I've always enjoyed playing characters. That's really my bag.
And King Arthur, no, rather Sir Galahad, who is in the King Arthur's Round Table. What do you bring to Sir Galahad that you think is different than actors going back even, I suppose, to Robert Goulet, probably before you were even born, in the original Camelot?
Well, interesting. I do really ham this up. I take myself deadly seriously, though. I think that's the thing. I'm not finding things amusing when things go silly and wrong. I'm deadly serious in it. So although you've got this sort of suave, romantic knight sort of feel along with it, I still am trying to be charming and brave. But it should read as sort of hilariously overdramatic. That's really what I'm bringing to the part.
Were you a fan of Monty Python before this even began? I suppose it's a law you must be, because you are from the UK.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, so the big controversial Monty Python piece that I fell in love with, particularly as a child, was Life of Brian. We adored that movie in my household. And to give you an idea of how much of Monty Python fans we were in our household, and really as early as primary school, which is your version of elementary school, we would be shouting "nee" to kids in the playground. we would be pretending to be the knights of "nee", and you know, hope I didn't pop your radio microphone there, but that really, I do have a vivid memory of my friend James Ross loving the movie growing up, and it's wonderful to be immersed in it now, and to have relationships now with Eric Idle himself. I mean, it's what a special thing.
I was just going to ask you if you've met any of the players, like Eric Idle or John Cleese or whoever, from Monty Python. So tell me about Eric Idle.
Oh, he's an absolute gem, really, and he cares so much for this piece. We were recently in Hollywood for 3 weeks at the Pantages Theatre. And he still lives out in Hollywood, and he brought all of his family, he brought all of his friends, all of the original journalists that came along to his opening night on Broadway in Chicago when it had its previous success. And he was so warm and happy with the state of the production. It was really, really special for us. And he must have seen the show three times a week, every week for the for the 3 weeks that we were there. And we got to know Eric, which was nice. And we also got to meet John Dupre, who wrote the music for this. Apart from Eric did write Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, famously. But John did the rest of the music. And with that, it was just, it's very special to perform for a Python and then to watch them sort of reminisce on their past of when they did it, when they were all really young adults. I mean, what a special thing to be a part of.
So a WGN radio personality, John Williams, uses that song, Always Look on the Bright Side, for something he does every Friday. You know, what made your week special? And listeners call in and they talk about what the bright side has been this past week and or what they're looking forward to. What would the answer be for you?
In terms of looking for the bright side and things, of like, what does that song represent for me?
That'll work, sure.
So really the message in our show is everything's going to go wrong and unexpected and not quite how we want it to.
And it does go wrong.
And it does go wrong, and it goes quite drastically wrong. But then at last, we do find the thing that we're searching for. And perhaps it wasn't an object, even though it is in this. But the true message is that we found the grail within us, and we found the hearts of the people. And when people came together to love and to celebrate, there's so much to life when we can all be a community. That's really the message of the end of our show, despite everything going wrong. What it means for me personally is that, you know, life goes on and that you always lift your head up no matter how deep in the dumps you get, and you'll probably be all right. Just keep soldiering on.
Well, the show is, and if you're a Monty Python fan and have not seen Spamalot, you need to. And this is right here, Broadway in Chicago, CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe, May 19th through the 31st. And this actor is Leo Roberts, classically trained, doing some fun things. And everyone on stage is doing fun things. Fun to talk with you. Thank you so much. Have fun in Chicago.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to bring our show to your audiences soon.
Thank you, sir. Cheerio.
Thank you. Bye. Cheerio.